broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, welcome to Sports Talk.
We're back.
You can't shut us down.
Too much stuff going on still.
That's exactly right.
We thought
right.
We were finished, then they started announcing coaches and stuff.
Started doing everything. Went crazy up to school.
It's been a hectic week.
Yeah.
But it's been a good week.
Getting things settled.
And, you know, we got some coaches, but it's been a great week for Fort Recovery athletes. And Fee, right now, as we talk, and they're winding up the first day of the track and regional play down in Troy, and we're going to go over some results early, but...
Indians are rocking, right?
Indians are absolutely rocking, and they're having a great first day.
And
we already have some kids that have qualified for state, and we're going to go over all that. But first, we're going to wait until we get all that done. But first, we want to talk about Indian baseball, and we're on the air tomorrow, folks, at 2 o'clock. About quarter to 2, we'll be on him. And Fee, Mighty Cavaliers, and
one more time.
A chance to move on. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. One more time. Yep, the Indians are fired up. We had our sports banquet last night.
Yeah.
I think kids are excited.
How can you not be, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think we have any pressure on us.
No.
It's all on them, and
yeah.
Hopefully, we just come out and play a great game.
No, that's right, Fee. And it'll be interesting to see how that takes place, because if we can stay with them early and put some pressure on them.
Absolutely.
But better teams.
Get through those first couple of innings, and hopefully I think Riley Post is going to start for us again, and hopefully he gets on a roll.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if he can battle through them first couple of innings, that's usually the tough ones. Yeah.
He's a gamer, I don't know.
He gets locked in. He's tough to hit.
He's had several games when he is just great.
We have to play good defense.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We got to help him.
I mean, we cannot let, you know, we've just struggled a little bit defensively, and
I agree.
It's just really important for us to get off to a good start.
Yeah, we just don't want to give him anything. I that's the key tomorrow. I really hope we go out there and just play a really good game and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, if they beat us, they beat us. And I think if we play a really good game and don't give up, you know, any mistakes, we're going to give them all they want.
We're playing a cooler team that they're great. We understand that. But they have some weakness. They're not, offensively, they're not as strong as they have been in the past.
Exactly. I mean, they went through, although they did Saturday, they had a nice, I think they scored 11 runs against Vanderbilt, Vandalia.
And
they won their tournament against Van Buren,
right.
But 2-0.
Okay, yep.
Right. And then the two games before that, they were shut out. So, you know, you never know.
No, that's right. And contagious, hitting's contagious.
Absolutely. I think it was you texted me this week that Fort Laramie hadn't given up any runs at all, and all of a sudden they got beat by Rishi. We just talked about it the other day. You know, Rishi's a pretty good team, so you can't overlook anybody.
No, that's right.
I just noticed tonight, Minster beat Lincoln View 16-1.
What?
Yeah, annihilated him.
I was hearing it early, and they scored three pretty quick.
Either 16 or 12. 12-1,
yeah,
I think.
Man.
Are you kidding me?
Drilled them. And that team, I think they had their state plans.
Absolutely.
Lincoln View.
Great team.
They're number one team in state.
Absolutely.
And right now, St. Henry is playing Crestview? St. Henry's playing New Bremen.
So,
we'll get some updates on that as we go. Hope somebody got an update on that. Text that in. We'll give that across the airwaves.
Yes, we'll give that out.
But
that kind of shows you what you never know. I mean, Mr. struggled early, and we knew that they were going to be a tough out in the tournament. And man, oh man, they came out tough.
Yeah, because
first district game.
You know, kids play on emotion so much.
Yeah,
and with that whole, you know, the Jackson Hogan Camp deal.
Yeah,
and you know, they're, you know, that was so hard on them kids.
Emotional. Probably two weeks there it was tough for them.
But when you got a coach like they got, and kids that win.
Yeah, they just, it's tradition.
It is.
But we got a tough team, too. The team we play is we started talking about it last night. They've won 31 MAC titles.
In baseball.
Ain't too bad.
I think they shared two of those, though.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if Frilling goes tomorrow for him.
I would say he probably will.
I would say he probably won't.
You don't think he will?
Did he pitch against us last year?
He pitched against us every time we played.
I was thinking that in that tournament game. I was thinking that was him. But
I don't know.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting to see what they do. I mean, they may save him for Liberty Benton, but...
That's what I was thinking. Maybe they, you know, it's not like the last couple of years where we've had the better, you know, the team that to beat.
Right.
But it'll be interesting to see what happens. And like I say, folks, we're up at Elida High School at Sandy Field. And you know, they're calling for some thunderstorms, but we can, from the past, that thing dries fast.
It does dry fast. Yeah,
it shows, everything I've seen, it shows that the storms, any rain will be passed at noon, by noon. So we may start a little late, but we probably won't.
Yeah. So we'll have all that on the air at 2 o'clock tomorrow, folks. Make sure you tune in to Indian Baseball.
Yeah, if I remember to take all the equipment this time.
Yeah.
I forgot to take all the equipment to New Bremen, so he couldn't bring you that
gotta
game.
Gotta have her every once in a
while. That is 100% my fault. Well, part of it's Clayton's fault, because he got himself a job, and he wasn't able to take care of that.
What's he think?
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking.
Is he going up there tomorrow?
He thinks he's going to be able to get there, but you know, his first week on a new job, and he'd have to leave at noon or something like that. That's not that isn't necessarily good.
We're going
to
head out about 12:15. What time's team leaving?
Hopefully it's 11:15.
Oh, gee, they're going to eat or what?
No, we get the cage at 12:30.
Well, that's not too bad.
They let us hit for like maybe half hour, and then the Kohler hits a half hour, and then they get on the field.
Jesus.
Both get 10 minutes.
Nice.
And away we go.
That's a really nice place up there, but once again, they don't have lights, so. Yeah. But we got the early game. So.
Yeah, we'll get ours in.
Yeah, we'll get our game in. So make sure you listen to our Fort Curry Radio.
Absolutely.
We'll be on the air about 10 till 2, me and Calpy and Spencey. And hopefully give us an Indian victory. And
hopefully we give you a
survive in advance, right?
To talk about. Absolutely.
And we play at noon on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's your call. Is that right?
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Yep.
No kidding.
Yep. I got time.
You got time for that one?
Yeah, I can do that.
We can make time for that.
We'll make time for that.
You'll be up in time?
Yeah, I think I can do it.
And you're leaving. Then you're going to
Indianapolis.
Indy.
Yep.
Watch your nieces.
Actually, my brother's grandson.
Okay, yeah. Well, that'd be fun. He's a stud. Yeah.
A pretty good player, I think. So.
He's from Tennessee, and they play in a big tournament in Indy. And this kid travels all over the United States playing baseball as a freshman. And
it's about as close as he gets to us. So yeah. I'd like to go down and watch him.
That's a good call. I'll do that. We had a big week this week, Fee. We had some coaches hired, and I seen tonight we hired a golf coach. I didn't know who it was. Some Saunders?
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know if Sam knew him.
Is that going to be boys and girls? Or
I have no idea.
Problem.
I figured Joe Brins was going to do the girls.
Well, you would think so.
Brins, he's always done that.
Especially with his daughter.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, we'll see how that
all goes. We'll find out. Got us a new boys basketball coach, too, correct?
Yeah, and he's going to call in here tonight. He's
supposed to call in and talk to us. He is down at the track meet right now.
He is, and...
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Jim Melton is his
name. Jim Melton jumping in on the old Fort Recovery bandwagon.
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to talk to him and pick his brain a little bit. And he was at Arcanum. He's got an incredible past. He's been all over the place and coached some really good players.
Yeah.
And he is our new head basketball coach. And then Holly Stein, who is also coaching the track, is our girls coach. And I know I talked to both of them. They met the team this week. And it'll be interesting to see.
Have to put their staffs together.
Absolutely.
Interesting to see what that'll be.
And then the top of the hour fee, we got one of our favorites coming in here. Ray Cooney's bringing in a host of his... is it now, Neil? What is it? The Civic Center?
Yeah, Civic Theater.
Civic Theater.
He's still directing, right?
Yes.
And Ray likes to bring some talent over here.
He does.
And this year, there's nobody in there from Fort Recovery kids-wise, but Reid Knuth.
Reid.
That's what I said. Reid Knuth is in it, and Reid's going to come up here with Ray tonight, and we're going to make him sing.
Absolutely. Got to bow out of song. sure.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's part of the gig.
Yeah.
You coming up here just to
look good. Show off a little bit.
Even if we just do karaoke like you guys do sometimes. Have you sing along.
And we're going to pick Ray's brain a little bit because... Mm-hmm. You watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Spence, you watch it?
No.
Well... They have, each episode they have guys cameo. They have cameos.
Uh-huh.
So like, Aaron Rodgers was a
soldier thing. Yeah.
Me and you need to be in this.
I like it.
Huh? If we're a tree?
Yeah.
Might be a little late.
What do you mean?
Well, the whole series is done.
No, the Civic Center.
Oh, the Civic Center. I'll let you talk about the...
No, we want to be in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cameo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It could be a back screen. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get why we couldn't be.
I'd say he can make that happen.
Trina Bush.
Neil, too.
I don't want to be in it.
Yeah, you're in. You're in. We stick together, Spencer.
All for one or one for all. Let's go.
In or out?
I'll stand behind you.
Nope, you're in. So we want a part in this play.
I'm 100% behind you, Bob.
Hey, we're 100% in.
Yeah.
But we got to be in the play.
Come on, Ray.
You take tickets, whatever you need us for, bub. We just want part of the...
Oh, yeah.
We can do it.
I can do tickets. I don't want to be...
Oh, you're in.
Yeah, I can do tickets.
No, you
can
be like the lead singer. Sing a song.
Yeah.
Or play the whistle.
Yep.
You got it with you?
Of course I have it.
Let me hear it.
He always does.
He don't have it.
I got two. I'm going to got one in my pocket and one here.
Always there.
Was that the one in the pocket?
No, that was the counter one.
But
I also heard the kazoo.
Let me hear that.
What song do you want to hear?
Just hear a little.
Or you just want to hear a car?
A car, of course.
Nice. That's fast car.
If I'd have taken a bigger breath, I could have done three
that
or four gears.
Is rolling. I think anybody's listening right now.
Not anymore.
They just blew all their speakers out.
Scott Wendell just texted us, said, Fort Curry Boys and Girls track team looking strong tonight. Plenty of kids heading to the regionals.
I love that.
We are getting
to the state.
Regional finals.
Oh, finals. No, yeah, finals on Friday. Yeah. Which we'll be broadcasting.
You doing it?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Awesome.
Greg LaFever and I probably, and maybe somebody else will be helping us. But and then I believe, assuming that we get to state in some of these, Greg and Travis Sutter will be doing most of the talking, and we'll talk to all the kids too.
That'll be great.
They were helping us last year, and when they had big periods of time when they were available, they came up and talked. Owen Mormon and Drew Mullenkamp basically did the whole Saturday broadcast.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back with the track results, and hopefully about 8:30, Coach Melton will call in.
Yep.
And because at 9 o'clock we got to get it for Ray. We got a busy show tonight for the last show of the year.
Last show. This is it.
You said that last week.
Well, you screwed it up.
Ray Cooney screwed it up, but that's I think we're Ray just Cooney. Fine with that.
I wasn't doing nothing anyway.
Yep.
Nope. We're in.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Be right back.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4848.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95, and you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for a New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
are the Fort Recovery sports scheduled for the rest of this week. Tomorrow afternoon, the Indians will continue their baseball tournament run with their district semifinal game against Coldwater at Ed Sandy Field in Elida. That game starts at 2 p.m. and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all that action live. If the Indians defeat the Cavaliers, they'll play again at noon on Saturday, also at Elida, in the district final game. In the meantime, the boys and girls track teams will be participating in the preliminary regional track meet in Troy this evening, with the field events beginning at 4:30 and the track events beginning at 6. The boys will be participating in 8 preliminary events, and the girls will also be participating in 8 preliminary events. Then they'll be back in Troy on Friday for the finals, with the field events at 5 and the track events at 6:30, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting every event that our athletes will be participating in for Friday's finals. The 2019 spring sports season is winding down, and our baseball and track and field athletes are competing hard, so get out to all these events if you can to help cheer on our Indians and their tournament runs. But if you just can't get to the events in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Welcome back to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We got some run on some track stuff right here.
Results.
Okay, folks, so here it is.
Indians are hot.
I got to get through here because I got a bunch of...
Got a bunch of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 8 boys and 8 girls events, so...
Oh, that's right. We got tons of them.
A lot. All right, so I'm just going right down the line here. Robbie Lefevre qualifies for his 4th event in the regional finals in the 200-meter dash by winning his heat. So Robbie Lefevre is on to Friday. Okay. Drew Mollenkamp wins his heat in the boys 400 meter to move on to Friday's final. So both them boys won there. Senior Cassidy Martin qualifies for the finals on Friday in the girls 400 meters with a 6th place finish.
Super.
I got a bunch of them, folks. I just got to read through these. Fort Recovery boys 4x100 relay team qualify for Friday's regional by winning their heat.
Nice.
Nice job, fellas. Craig Lefevre and Kim Wendell are MVPs. Yeah. Fort Recovery boys 4x100 relay team, Pearson, Atchison, Shane, Lefevre win their heat and move on to Friday's finals. Top seed. Fort Recovery girls 4x200 relay team, Francis, Martin, Guggenbiller qualify for the Friday's finals with a 5th place finish.
Awesome.
Good job.
Keep them going.
Fort Recovery senior Robbie Lefevre moves on to Friday's regional in the 100 meter with a 1st place seed. Riley Pearson moves on to Friday's regional final with a 5th place finish in the 100 meter hurdles.
Hurdles?
That's great. Fort Recovery track and field, congrats to the girls by 4x800, new school record, 9:49 4 seconds.
Nice.
And they are state bound.
They're in.
Which one was that?
800. The girls? 4x800.
4x800.
This says that they are state bound.
Yep.
So they don't have to qualify.
Yeah, no, that one and the boys 800 are both finals today.
You're in. You're done.
Yep.
Wendell, Martin, Bupp, and Will, 4th place finish that qualifies them to run at state in the 4x100 girls relay.
Nice.
This is awesome.
Jared Timmerman win with his 4th place finishes in the long jump qualifies him for Columbus next
state
week.
State bound.
Jared Timmerman going to state.
Awesome. Did you happen to see the picture?
That
two guys are 7 foot.
Yeah.
And long jumps. They got legs like 40 feet long. Jared's just flying through the air. That's awesome.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
That is unbelievable.
All right. Let's see what else we got. So, did I get the Robbie qualified for the 4th? Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I think I got them all. So far, folks, we got a lot of people qualifying for... I haven't heard on Whitley Rammel on her shot.
She was 6th.
She was 6th, so she didn't or didn't?
Did not.
Did not qualify.
She won't go to the finals.
But what a season for that freshman.
Great job by that
freshman. And she's a freshman.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So congratulations. Well, anybody else you got, Fee?
I don't think. Drew Mollenkamp wins. You had that one.
I was going through pretty fast. And
I think you got pretty good.
My focus, my...
Well, that's 9 events that they're either already qualified for state or qualified for
fifth place
for Friday's.
She missed by one
finals.
It looks like one spot.
Oh, God, love her.
Division 3 regionals at Story. Congrats to Rick Witt on her fifth place in the shot put.
I got this text on the shot put. So she also throws a disc, right?
Disc might have been sixth place.
Okay. Division 4 baseball, end of 1, New Bremen, St. Henry, 1-0. Or no, nothing.
That'd be a good game.
Yeah, that would be a good game. Congratulations, as you said, to the Minster Wildcats.
Wow.
14-1 is what I saw.
Stunning.
That's a stunner.
Yeah.
That is a stunner.
Yeah, because we played
the number one team in the state.
Played them second game of the season.
14-1. Mercy.
Lincoln View is impressive against us, second game of the season already.
Lincoln View is impressive. Yeah, they're pretty good. But
shout out to our buddy from the Christmas show, Jack Stauber. Happy birthday, bud.
Hey, yep. Jack. Happy birthday.
Rocker told me he texted Bill.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't, if you were a Breakfast with Bill listener from a couple of years ago, you know, when Rocker would go through the birthdays and Bill would, at least once a week, would say, I think today's Jack's birthday.
Jack's birthday. I remember that.
And Rocker would always reply, it's May 22nd, you douchebag. Sorry for the language, but.
Yeah. Gotta call him like he said.
Rocker told me he texted Bill today.
Told him that.
I miss that Breakfast with Bill, man.
Yeah, that was. We had a lot of fun with that and listening. And
Shane Bill still has to work for a living and do that stupid campground that nobody goes to.
Yeah, I agree. Memorial weekend. You're going to Cindy and then you're going to play golf?
Play some golf.
Mother Nature don't sound good, does it?
Nope. Might not be doing anything. Might be staying home. What? Watching the rain.
Indy 500 can't rain during 500. I love the Indy 500.
500.
Sunday is a great day. Indy 500, Coca-Cola 600.
Yep. Plus, you got
play golf in the
morning.
Monday
off.
Monday's off.
Beautiful.
Neil, what are you doing this weekend? You going to visit some relatives?
No. I think I'm going to do a little bit of stuff around the house, and I've got three graduations to go to.
Ooh.
One Saturday, one Sunday, one Monday.
Yep. Who you got?
I got Brandon Segrist.
Brandon Segrist,
Saturday.
That'd be $100 from Neil. What else we got?
I was thinking three, but I'm
going to
say 200. Thanks, Bob.
Not too bad.
And Becca Wood.
Becca Wood.
Becca Wood.
And Clayton Pearson on Monday.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I've had a couple graduations so far. Got to get to them. And
yep.
Class of 2019.
They're done.
There's some great kids in that class.
Good old group. Yeah, it is a good group.
Yeah, class for the first time in, well, probably since my graduation, I actually went to high school graduation, and it was impressive.
You went to the graduation?
I went there, yes.
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm not sure why. But then after I was there, I'm not sure why I didn't go to all of them before that.
Pick up your diploma?
Yeah.
did you cry?
Got it.
Only once.
Not bad.
Once? That's pretty good.
Yep. Not bad.
Yep.
That song I was talking about, they play it?
They had, I believe...
I Can Fly?
No, I think they played Time of Your Life or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, I told
you. No, that wasn't what it was.
Yeah, it was.
No, that was what you said. I can't remember. I remember Mr. Furt said, he said, I think that's the first time I've heard that particular song, and I don't remember what it was, but it was like a...
Oh, they tried to pull on
song from the 70s or 80s. Okay. It wasn't like a real sentimental song.
I got to ask you guys a question, okay?
Okay.
I got a Facebook request.
Yes.
From Father Barry Stecksholdy.
Father Barry.
Now, you think that's a hoax or you think that's a real thing? Do you confirm that, Barry Stecksholdy?
If you confirm it, your phone might explode, right?
What do you think?
I'd say yes.
Accept it?
Accept it.
Father Barry Stecksholdy. Anybody ever heard of him?
Yeah, I think.
Have you?
I think I have.
All right. Well, unable to add this friend. This person has reached the 5,000 friend limit.
Oh, you're on the waiting list.
What? Father Barry?
Father Barry won't even let you on the list.
Are you kidding me? Neil,
he'll get with you if he has any dropouts.
Hey,
anybody dies.
Maybe it wasn't that important. If you're only one of 5,000, maybe...
He asked
me to be his friend.
Yeah, but if you're only one of 5,000, apparently he's just clicking everybody.
Father's teasing.
Every name he sees.
He could have a big parishioner group there following him.
Yep, sure could. Do we know where he is?
No.
We got a new guy.
Yeah.
What's his name? Dominic something?
Father Barry Sexuality is from Minster.
I figured that oh, so he would be like Nan's, because Nan was from somewhere else, so.
He has nine kids. Or they have. He's from a family. Whoa. Nine kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's got a Jax's friend, Kim Bettinger Wendell's his friend.
All right.
Father Barry. Former kitchen hand and cook at the Wooden Shoe Inn.
Well, I love him.
Are you kidding me? This guy's the greatest guy ever.
As soon as he left, the kitchen went to heck, though.
Huh?
You want in. He won't let us in.
Come on, Father. Open up a little bit there, buddy.
At 5,001. What the heck?
You're only allowed to have 5,000 friends. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't seem right.
I'm 4,900. Sure.
Why would they possibly care? Hmm? How could that? What if they have 5,001? Does Facebook just blow up?
Don't tell me you just sent me a great joke.
Uh-oh. Are you allowed to say it?
No.
Okay.
No. But his song that they played the last day is really good.
Classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to guess it wasn't the real one.
I don't know, but if it was, hats off to it. He got me chuckling.
It wasn't that one.
It is 8:30. We are going to take a break, and hopefully we hear from the new head basketball coach at Fort Recovery High School.
Jimmy Melton.
Jimmy Mad Dog Melton. Mad Dog. We got to get him.
Yeah, he's got to have a nickname.
I mean, we got to. Hubs.
Hubs. Mad Dog.
Vaughny.
Vaughny.
Patchy.
Patchy.
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog. I like it.
Mad Dog. Hopefully he's on after this. Sports Talk Bubba.
We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris Commercial Mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris, experience suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to professional manicured lawn.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you. We've got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We offer complete tune-ups, brake service, front-end alignments, and all scheduled maintenances on your car, truck, or van. We also offer any brand of new tires. Hastings Auto Sales also has complete auto detailing for your vehicle. Check out our late model used auto inventory at hastingsauto.com. If you don't see what you're looking for, give me a call and I'll do my best to find the vehicle you're looking for. Give us a call here at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Community Club is sponsoring their annual golf open on Saturday, June 9th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Portland Golf Club. The cost is $60 per golfer, and you can sign up individually or as a team. Sign up by June 22nd by calling or texting Steve Diller at 419-852-3887. The Fort Recovery Community Club looks forward to seeing you again at this year's golf open, Saturday, June 29th at the Portland Country Club.
I do like the song.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take me away from you.
I can't see me crying to that one, though.
Yeah. Did you cry this one?
Only when a couple of pictures came up. And one of them I was crying laughing because I can't remember who it was, but it was really a dumb little baby picture.
You can't say that.
Well, they wanted it to be silly, and it was.
It was silly.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, Fee, are you smart?
Oh, I'm pretty.
I mean, you're pretty. I agree with you. You're pretty. If you can tell me. Okay.
Okay.
Toto.
Toto.
Give me three songs.
Toto?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
can.
You can.
So.
Rosanna, Rosanna.
That turned up?
Yeah.
I'll be damned. That's a good one.
Yep. Yep.
Should have played that one.
Really?
Huh? But their best song and most popular song.
Toto.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm a big Toto fan, so.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Hold the line. Love isn't always on time.
That ain't Toto.
Yeah.
Is it? That's great.
Is that
song.
Toto?
Yeah.
They had three good songs.
Hold the line.
Oh, here's another one about Toto.
Toto.
Wizard of Oz.
Toto.
Neil, you crazy.
Yeah, that's what came up when I put Toto in there.
So we know that they're all right. Yeah, Toto.
Toto.
Yeah.
Huh? You're out, Neil?
But they're okay. I don't dislike them at all.
I mean, you're making fun of them.
Not too bad.
I was.
Toto, man at work.
Man at work.
Man at work was always playing when Toto was.
Man without hats.
Man without
hats. I thought
hats.
It was men with hats.
Men with hats? No, it's men without hats.
Men without
hats.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Reds win today.
Don't
That's
fall.
How much I cared.
No, they were ahead. 5-1.
Yeah, but it is without.
They lost.
11-9.
Huh.
That's a safety dance.
Yep. I've heard of it, but I don't know.
You can
S-S-A-A-F-F-E-D-E-E.
What is?
Leave your one behind. Because if you don't dance, then we don't dance. Because it's no friend of mine.
Do
you like that song? Right now, Jimmy Melton is listening to us, driving back, getting ready to call us. And I will not call and talk to these two idiots.
Two morons singing 70 songs.
But that just gives us more time with Ray and Mr.
I want on that Civic Center.
Knuth to sing karaoke with us.
Anybody listening tonight, 419-852-9201, 419-516-0702, Hastings Hotline.
No, that doesn't work. We can't call in.
Broken
right
hotline.
Now. It's broken. I can call out, but they can't call in. Sorry.
Okay.
What do you mean? You ain't got that fixed.
No, I didn't think about it till tonight, and Chuck's got things going on, and he
send
couldn't...
Send out some smoke signals if you want to talk to us.
Yeah, or just text us, and
Does
I can...
Does Chuck not love us anymore?
He loves us, but not as much as he used to.
Now, has he even come up here anymore?
I haven't seen him.
Not when I'm here, but he probably waits outside till I leave and then runs in.
He hates us.
Let's just say, I don't think he hates us, but I think he likes his wife more than he likes us.
Huh.
That'll change.
That ain't right. Give him time. Give him time, he'll be up here all
Yeah,
time.
He'll be.
Oh, Chuck.
Chuck's here again.
Chuck, why is there a sleeping bag in there?
His wife works the third shift.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yep.
Come up and see the boys, Chuck. Let's go.
Chuck Roar, get your butt up here right now. We got to talk to him. We haven't talked to him.
Ain't talked to him forever.
Yep.
I miss Chuck.
Chuck.
You get to see him at work, don't you?
Yeah, he drives me nuts.
I want to
drives
see
you nuts.
He's unbelievable.
I want to see him at
Well, I don't doubt that he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He does a lot of stuff.
We should change this thing to Chuck Roar Radio or something.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll get him involved again.
Yeah.
Can come up.
Yeah.
Because this place just, you don't clean up anymore.
Nope, we're done.
Pets' heads are falling off.
Pets' heads are falling off. I don't know what that means.
Bubble head.
Got raid, ant, and wasp killer.
Yep, I saw two tiny little ants the other day on the floor, so I Ooh, had to squirt.
I hate ants.
Ants. Yep. Don't like them either.
Now, they used to crawl in a lot
like
at the other place.
They like what?
Not that
like
kind
my uncles.
Of, not that kind yeah. of ants.
Good point.
How's work today?
Busy.
Same cars?
No.
Are we struggling again?
No. We were hot last week.
Were we hot? How many?
We had about four last week.
Huh?
Mm.
So he can't sell any because he's out of cars. Until he buys some more.
About out again.
Sneezing.
Look out. There she went. That was a bomb.
You turned me down for that?
I tried to, but I didn't get there in time.
I tell you, I got a little cold.
Got her going.
I'm all right, though.
Okay.
I was feeling bad Monday, I think.
Well,
I had a sinus headache.
Hope the 15-mile-an-hour winds tomorrow don't bother you too much. But
no, I'll tell you what. I go to the New Bremen game, and there's nobody there.
Yep.
At 20 after 4. Game starts at 4:30. Here comes...
Neil?
Yeah, here comes Tom Selleck moseying on up
well,
his table.
I was...
I said, what are you doing? It's 4:20.
Yep.
Game starts at 4:30.
No, it don't.
I had no idea. I didn't hear the first thing about that.
So you was out of whack the whole day.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
So we can't blame the leaving the laptop on CP.
Well,
we name it on NS.
If he hadn't gone to work, he could have been here to do that.
He'd had her.
Yeah, Clayton would have had it. He's never missed. He's awesome. That's why
Fort Recovery girls 4x400 relay team punched their ticket to the regional finals on Friday.
Yes,
with a second place finish in their heat, and that was the last one of the night.
That was it?
Awesome. Yeah. That makes 10, I believe.
Yes. So congrats to all these little fart smellers.
Way to work. It's awesome.
Friday is going to be a big day for Fort Recovery Track. We are going to have it all on the air. What time, Spencey?
5 is when I'll have to look and see when our first thing is. The track, I believe it's the track events.
Starts at 5.
Field events start at 5. Track events start at 6:30.
See,
so I'll have to see when those are. I haven't looked at that yet to see.
Here's what I do if I'm Neil Spencer.
Okay.
What
do
you do?
All right.
Yeah.
You ready for this one?
Yep.
I'm going to Elida tomorrow, mm-hmm. right? Okay, and I got a game. All right. And then after that game, I'm going to load my equipment up, and then I'm going to head on down to Troy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get a hotel room, and I'm going to get hammered somewhere down there.
Stay there.
I'm going to hang out in Troy. I'm going to relax, and I'm going to spend the day relaxing, and then get out of my hotel, go down to Troy.
That's a great idea, except I have the people from the Jubilee coming in at 9 o'clock on Friday morning to record their commercials for the Jubilee.
Let's see. Kate Judy, David Judy, Dan Leonard, Therese Leonard.
Probably Kate and Therese, this is my guess.
So tell them not to come in. Neil, we got a chance to relax.
Well, when are we gonna have them come in? Can't be
Monday,
Saturday.
Tuesday?
Saturday.
Tuesday, I have to work.
No, work, you're done working.
Okay. Okay.
I just called Jerry.
Sorry,
he's
Jerry.
Done.
He's done. He gave his 2-minute warning.
Okay.
Notice.
2-minute warning.
2-minute notice. He's done.
So, but I am, next week, I am planning to spend at least one night in Columbus with the state track and field.
You are?
Yeah. Depending on how late Friday the preliminaries go. I haven't checked that all out yet, but some of those don't even start till 4, but those are the field events on Friday. So I'm planning to get up very early on Friday and head down
get
there.
Down
so
there.
Because the first track events are 9:30 in the morning.
Well, that's good.
And
good.
There's going to be some track events. The track events start at 1, and some of them don't get done till 4. But I haven't checked to see exactly who's still going to be.
Don't forget your laptop.
I won't.
Don't.
I will not.
Do not forget your laptop.
Yep.
So we got to, let me see if I can.
Let's see. Trying to think who all might not be.
So next week, we need top 4 finishes. Is that what we need to get to state?
You mean Friday?
Yeah, next week or Friday.
On Friday,
we need top 4.
Almost every event has 2 heats. So if you're one of the top 2
in heat,
in either heat, you go, and then the next 5. So there's 9 in the finals. So it can be, if you finish 3rd or 4th, and sometimes even 5th or 6th in your heat, if you still beat people in that other heat that weren't in the top 2, you can still go. Now, I think last year we had one where we finished 5th or 6th and still got there, but that's really risky. You need to be in that top 3 or 4. The first 2 are for sure.
First 2 are in for sure.
Yes. And
3 and 4 pretty much are in too.
Yeah, but if one of the heats is just really fast, you could be 3rd, and the next 6 could go to that other heat. Now, that's very unlikely, but it's possible. So
gotcha.
I'm starting to learn some of this stuff after 3 years.
I got nothing. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I think I proved kind of that last year. Yeah, we are very fast.
We're fast.
And I figured out. Last year on Friday, that's about all I
did. You see Ross Wendell's
run, baby, run.
Snapchat of Q taking a pee outside.
Yeah, it's classic.
All right, let's take a break. It is 8:40. And we are, that's, okay, so, yeah, and we will come right back.
Warm weather has finally arrived, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market is here to help you out with their butcher's specials. Now through this Thursday, they have New York strips and ribeye steaks for just $6.99 a pound, nicely trimmed, grill-ready, individually packaged, and ready to grab and go. And if you're in the mood for a great burger, they also have 81% lean quarter-pound ground chuck patties, four to a package for only $2.99. Get out there and get grilling with this week's Wayne Street Market's butcher's specials. Ground chuck patties, four to a package for $2.99, or New York strip or ribeye steaks for only $6.99 a pound. All their specials are packaged and ready to go. Check out these and other great specials available at Wayne Street Market now through this Thursday. It's time for supper and you don't have time to cook. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them make it for you. Let everybody choose from their great pizza, wings, subs, sandwiches, and fried goodies, then just drive through and pick it up. And don't forget about their pizza and wing buffet with salad bar on Fridays at lunch. Call them now to reserve lanes for your birthday parties and ask about their special bowling packages. Miracle Lanes, open Wednesday through Sunday. Your first choice for food and fun. Call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What is it about how a well-manicured lawn looks? Well, ask anyone who owns a Simplicity, and they will tell you what it is. Pride. What's the secret? Simplicity tractors have an innovative free-floating mower deck with full-width rollers that follow the contours of your lawn and deliver a precision cut. Not to mention the ability to create eye-catching, ballpark-style striping patterns, sure to get everyone's attention. Take pride in how your lawn will look and visit K&L Tractor to test drive a Simplicity today.
The Jay County Civic Theater will be presenting their production of Newsies on June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. The show features actors from around the area, including Portland, St. Henry, Anna, and Coldwater. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or get them online at artsland.org. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's production of Disney's Newsies at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be Thursday through Sunday, June 6th through 9th, with shows at 7 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday afternoon. Get your tickets now for Newsies at artsland.org, or stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person.
Go ahead. Because you don't listen.
I didn't hear you saying anything.
Here we go. Well, he's talking the whole time.
Lots of mumbling.
Juwan Howard returns to Michigan as the new head basketball coach.
Seen they were going to ask him to try to get him.
That's surprising.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
The NFL draft heading to Cleveland in 2021.
Ooh.
That'll be awesome.
I know where my son will be.
Yeah. And the great thing about that is the Browns will have the 32nd pick.
Yes.
After being Super Bowl champions.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be good.
Huh? You like that?
You like Baker's no beard?
I love Baker.
Baker's looking good. Looks like he's 12 years old.
He does look like he's about 12, but
I like it.
I do too. I think it's, I'm a fan, man. Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Big fan. Big fan.
We are waiting on Coach Melton to call in. He's at the track meet, and he's heading to his vehicle now. So we're expecting to hear from Coach shortly. He went down to support the track kids.
Yep.
Did you hear who our new golf coach was? Anybody know who our new golf coach texted? 419-852-9201.
John Saunders.
John Saunders is dead.
Ooh, that is right.
He wouldn't be that good then.
He probably wouldn't be too.
Probably better than I would be, but
John Saunders was the ESPN announcer, right?
Yeah, I know.
See, ESPN come out yesterday and said, we're done with politics.
Really?
No more. The president, they got a new president, says, the people of ESPN The fans of ESPN have spoken, and they do not.
They don't want to hear about it.
They do not want to hear about politics. Tiger Woods is the new head coach of Fort Recovery.
Tiger! Awesome!
Is that like Jim Woods' brother?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That is right. Jim, Phil. Steve, Tom, and Tiger.
Phil.
I do remember that.
I don't think that's right, whoever texted that in.
Oh.
But he'd be a good coach.
Fake news.
We tag you.
Is that fake news?
More fake news. Absolutely. So I did hear that I'll ask Coach Melton about this, but he must have told Derek Jeudy that, here, you're my point guard. And Derek said, yeah, I'm point guard.
Yeah.
And he said, I watched the tapes the last 2 years. You don't play defense. Get used to that changing.
That's going to stop. Defense. What defense?
You know, I looking back at our boys' basketball team, what was our record last year?
We're over 500.
Yeah, right. I think we're a couple of games over 500.
I think we were 12-10.
Yeah,
going into the tournament.
And then what did we do in tournament?
Well, we won one, right?
Yep.
Well, I'm pretty sure we lost one.
We won one, lost one. Well, I bet we probably finished 13-11.
Who beat us?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Bad, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember.
Ah.
Let me think here.
Trying to find it here, but I'm...
One Tyler. Hey, Tyler beat us at the end of the year, but it wasn't
no.
the tournament. Well, we were in D3.
Okay, let's
not
see.
One is not Alzheimer's.
That is bad. How
no, it wasn't Alzheimer's that beat us.
Yeah.
It's getting the best of me right now, but... sectional final.
Minster.
Here we are.
Yep, Minster beat us. Yep.
Yep, 67-60.
Yeah, Ian had that great game.
11-12.
That is right. We made a run.
Yeah, we were back in D4.
Yeah, we were 11-12.
Me and Hobbsy did the game.
That, good job. How's the Alzheimer's?
That must not have been very good.
I ain't too sure it wasn't our best game of the year.
It was a good game.
We played very well now that I'm seeing the
Ryan
score.
Ryan Post had a good game, too.
Yep.
You know, it'll be interesting what this coach does.
Well, there's a lot of things he could plug in, depending on
who, a lot of different
what he wants to do and who wants to go the same way he is.
He wants a lot of defense.
Yeah,
I'm not liking my.
He's going to have a lot of juniors.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see next year with Holly Steingan and Jim and
good new deals.
Is it Melton?
Melton, yeah.
Let's just read his bio.
Pretty good. He's got a couple state championship rings, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
Indiana ones.
Let's read that. I got it right here. Somebody sent it to me.
Hoosier Hysteria.
Hoosier Hysteria. Come on, baby. I got it here. Boy, I get a lot of text.
One thing I read said he was Winchester native, another one said he graduated from Union City. So
he's
I'm
Winchester
not sure.
Guy, I think. He lives there now, anyhow.
Yeah.
James Melton. Coach Melton joins the staff after most recently playing at Ansonia.
Well,
he also Arcanum.
Okay.
He served as varsity assistant at Winchester Community High School in Winchester, Indiana from 2016 to 2018. Prior to that, Melton was a Park Tudor High School in Indianapolis, where he served as head coach in 2015-2016. The team finished the 2016 season as a 3A sectional champion. Mm-hmm. From 2011 to 2015, he served as either the associate head coach, junior varsity coach, or varsity assistant. What's the difference between associate head coach or varsity assistant?
I don't know.
I don't either. Park Tudor won the state 2A class state championship in 2012, 2014, and 2015. In addition to the three Indiana state championships, Coach Melton has had the opportunity to coach 12 Division I athletes, 2 McDonald's All-Americans, and 3 Indiana All-Stars who become NBA players. That is the resume of Coach James Melton, new head coach at Fort Terry High School. And we're waiting to hear from him.
Get the NBA boys to come in.
Who takes over for Mike Bayshore, who Feemy and you, you know, we became pretty fond of old Coach Bayshore.
I liked him a lot.
He was a pretty good old stud.
We liked him a lot. We liked his mom and his kids.
Yeah,
that's right.
They were awesome.
Yeah, he's got a great old family.
So the lady that screams all the time, she going to be there next year?
She has to.
Or she a Bayshore fan?
See, she's Bayshore.
She's Bayshore fan.
Yeah,
I don't think she has anything to do with him. When he was like...
That is a million-dollar question. Will she be singing a national anthem in Fort Carey next year?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
She's singing.
Why not? She is.
I think everybody liked her a lot.
Yeah, she was fired up.
She gets fired up.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good people. Bayshore is a really good guy.
Yeah, he was a good guy. I think he had work conflicts there, didn't he?
There's all kinds of things pretty going tough. On that you're kind of thinking, well...
Pretty tough to get here, for sure.
You know, it is tough to be an outsider.
Yeah.
You know, a half hour away.
Yeah.
And coach a basketball team. But Jim Milton is at least a half hour away.
Yeah, 35, right. Depending on where he lives.
He owns his own business.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
we'll have to ask him about it.
So he has to work till 8 o'clock every night like you?
Like me. He has no chance of being in any practices.
Yeah. He really works hard.
I didn't say hard. I just said a lot.
Neil, sucking up to him.
Yeah. Well, he's one of our sponsors, so yeah.
Yeah.
He is one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
How many sponsors we got tomorrow for the baseball?
13 is ours.
13, the same 13 that brought us during the season?
Yep.
Taking us all the way.
They sign up for the whole season.
They're taking us all the way.
You get any extra for tournament?
No, I don't ask them for more. Some of them might pay more if I ask them to, but I'm not trying to see how much money I can make. Just want to have sponsors for the for the team.
How about for the pay of the announcers?
Okay, we'll add that on next year.
Okay,
see how much how much they volunteer to add for you.
Neil, times are tough.
I'm gonna guess you're
dollar man.
You're probably gonna lose your free water every day, every game.
I'm gonna start paying for my water.
Yep. If we start asking the sponsors if they want to kick in some for Bubba and Dave, they're probably gonna say, well, you can skip that free water you've been giving.
Get rid of that water.
I don't care.
No popcorn. No hot dogs.
Kill us.
Fee, I'll get to tell you something.
Yep.
I am a proud Fort Recovery Indian.
Uh-oh,
this could be our coach.
Be our guy.
If I can turn it on here. Hello, who do we got here?
Hi, Bob, this is Coach Melton. How are you?
Coach Melton, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic.
Hey, if we could... Our phone lines are struggling, okay? So can we call you back at this number? It'll be a lot clearer.
Yeah, this is my cell number. You can call me back.
All right, we'll call you right back. Thanks, Coach. Bye.
Yep.
All right, Spencey, dial this number.
Yep.
I'm not going to give it out over the air.
No, it's not a good idea.
I mean, we could.
No. Maybe we could, but that's not a good idea.
Probably
shouldn't. Okay, let me get my...
It's not Cliffy's. Wouldn't that be a classic?
Geez.
Hello, what do you guys need?
Hello,
hey, Cliff. What's going on?
Tell me when, Neil.
Well, I gotta get to my dialer. Okay, he is.
And we're getting close, folks.
Yeah. Dark. No. Okay.
This is my dialer.
Who runs our phone lines? Chuck?
Yeah, we'll blame this on Chuck.
Yeah.
Okay. You got him?
Yep.
Now we got the ring and ding.
I hear ding dinging.
Wouldn't it be neat if you didn't answer?
Hello.
Coach Jim Melton?
Yes, sir.
Bob Stogler and my good friend Harold Feely, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. How you doing tonight, Coach?
How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Well, hey, exciting day down there at the old track, huh?
Yeah, well represented by Fort Recovery. The kids competed and they performed really well at a high level. It was exciting.
Well, good deal, Coach.
Good deal.
Coach, first of all, welcome to Fort Recovery.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to become a part of the community.
Coach, we... you know, a lot of people listening and they want to know a little bit about you, Coach. And why don't you just go over a little bit of your background and how you ended up at Fort Recovery?
Well, background is in coaching.
Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I started out coaching at Union City back in 2000. started out their AAU program and then helped Coach Marshall for 8 years there. Left in 2008, went over to Winchester, the county rival, and helped Chip Mahaffey. And we had a tremendous amount of success there. And from there, I ended up down at Park Tudor for 5 years. We went on an amazing run there, and I was fortunate enough to be a part of three state championships and blessed and honored to, wow. to several Division I athletes as well as McDonald's All-Americans and three NBA, now NBA players. And then I made my way back to Winchester, helped a good friend of mine, Dustin Baldwin, and Coach Matt Fine for 1 year, and was trying to find my way into head coaching. In Indiana, they prefer an educator. They like to combo it over there, and I'm not a teacher, so it was difficult, even with my resume, land a head coaching job, and I ended up at Arcanum last year, and we had a great season down there last year, and now I'm at Fort Recovery. Respect the MAC League, respect what Fort Recovery brings to the table, not only from a student athlete standpoint, but from the community and schools. There's a strong tradition there and of excellence, and I'm excited to become a part of that.
Coach, you come to Fort Recovery, and Coach Bayshore, who we were just talking about, and Coach Bayshore, great guy, and he left the program with a lot of talent coming up. And have you had a chance to meet the kids yet, Coach?
Yes, I have. I met the kids last week, and I've been to a couple open gyms, and yes, I've met most all the boys.
I've heard some things about you. We have a couple mutual friends, and the boys are going to get a little different style this year as far as defensively, and go over a little bit of what your coaching mentality is.
Well, I'm a defensive-minded coach. I've been a part of establishing some school records along the way. At Winchester, Park Tudor, and Arcanum now, as far as defensive average, points allowed, points allowed in a game, things of that nature. I'm defensive-minded first. I was a defensive coordinator on some of those state championship teams down there in Indianapolis. But, I'm a disciplinarian, and I believe in it all starts on the defensive end. There's two ends of the floor, but obviously defense and rebounding win state championships. So, I also believe in relationships first, and that's important to me, the relationships with the kids.
Well, I think you're going to enjoy the kids we got, Coach. Defensively, I think we could use a little boost there. I think that might be kind of fun to see what you do there. I'm thinking a lot of full court or pressing and all over the place, I'm taking it.
Yeah, we do a lot of. I've got a lot of different schemes that I can utilize. It just depends on the personnel. Once I, sink in and I'm able to evaluate our personnel, then I can go through my library and figure out what best suits us.
Yeah.
But from night to night, I'll adjust based on our opponents and figure out what gives us the best opportunities to succeed.
Coach, this will be the third head coach a lot of these guys have had. And in your experience with dealing with young kids like that, how do they react to something like that and the change? Is that something that'll take a while? How do you get them to believe right off the get-go?
Well, again, I go back to, and I learned this from Coach Schilling down at Park Tudor. It's all about relationships. And, once the kids trust you and believe in what you're, preaching to them, they'll about do anything for you, run through a brick wall. And just all starts with you just caring and love for the kids. And I talk about family. We were already doing something now in our open gyms. We were getting a break, and, we get a break. The first thing we do is team. And then, on six, we say family, and because that's what it's about. It's about the team and becoming a family and caring and loving for one another. That four-letter word, the kids, young kids, they kind of shy away from it when you start talking about love. I'm not talking about their girlfriends. I'm Absolutely. Talking about each other.
Yes, sir.
That is, I agree, Coach. And when you talk about a team, there's nothing like being part of a team. And we've been blessed here at Fort Recovery. We've had great coaches, and they've all been the same. You know, they all teach the same thing. And we have a lot of pride in this community, and we're really excited about the future. And with you coming on board, I just think it's going to be a perfect fit.
Well, I'm blessed and honored to be a Fort Recovery Indian, and I'm ready to lead the charge with the boys' basketball program.
I'll tell you what, Coach, you're going to enjoy Friday nights when we get a big MAC game going, and we're about both 7-0, and we bring St. Henry in here. You'll enjoy the atmosphere. It's going to be fun.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Hey, Coach, November can't get here any quicker.
That's right. Hey, Coach, talk a little bit about your family. Talk a little bit about your crew you're going to have following you and behind you 100%.
Yeah, my wife, Angela, and I have been married for 28 years. We'll celebrate our 28th anniversary on October 19th this fall. I have three amazing young men, boys, Marcus at 23, Mason at 20, and Marshall at 19, and he graduates here in a week and a half from Winchester Community. We reside in Winchester. Both my wife is a Miss Senewa alum, graduated in 89, and I graduated in 88 from Union City on the Indiana side. We've lived in Winchester for 10 years, and I've owned and operated a retail business since 1997. And then I've diversified and added three more businesses to my wife and I's business platform. But that's kind of a background for my family.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach. This is our last show of the. We take the summer off here on Sports Talk.
Yep.
And this is our last show of the year, but we start back up at football season and in August. And this door is always open. Anytime you want to come up here on a Wednesday night and talk basketball,
we'd love to.
We love talking hoops.
I love to talk basketball. You'll see me around. I'll be visible in the community. I'm big on, giving back to the community. Doing community service projects. We done some of that last year when I was at Arcanum, and when I was at Park Tudor, we went downtown and fed the homeless. I'm big on being visible in the community and giving back, so you'll see me around a lot.
Good deal, Coach. How about your summer plans? Have you got anything figured out for the boys? Maybe having I'm sure you got them for what, 10 days in the summer? I think they're allowed.
Yeah, sure do. We're meeting with the boys tomorrow morning. I'll have a schedule established as far as our what we're going to do in June. We've got a shootout or two. I really don't want to put it out there. I'd like for them to hear it from me first. Sure, out sure. Over there. But we've got a nice plan put in place. There, obviously there's going to be a learning curve here for a few practices. Getting acclimated with each other. It's all about us here this first 10 days in June. Obviously, we'd like to do a lot of, other local events and things of that nature, but we'll look at that in the future. But, it's all about us right now. So,
Coach, I appreciate you taking the time and checking in with us. Wish you nothing but the best. Like I said, our airways, we're all about Fort Recovery and supporting the student athletes. And that's the common denominator here at Fort Recovery Radio. Like I said, this Wednesday nights, this door's always open. We appreciate you taking the time. I can't wait to meet you, Coach. And
good luck.
Go Indians.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. By the way, I think I look pretty good in purple here.
All right.
I can't wait to do that every day.
So. All right. I like it. Sounds real good.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
That's Coach Jim Melton of your Fort Recovery Indians. We're going to take a break. Come right back with Ray Cooney, Reed Knuth, and all this whole crew he's got in here. We're going to have a lot of fun with these guys. Sports Talk with Bubba McPhee right after this.
We'll be right back.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The 8th Annual Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament is coming up on June 7th, 8th, and 9th at Forsyth Park. The tournament is open to all former Fort Recovery graduates, spouses, fiancés, and Fort Recovery School District residents. Your team should consist of former classmates graduating in the same year, or as needed, you can combine classes to form a team, and each team needs to have a minimum of 5 ladies and 5 guys per team. Be sure to reserve your team spot before Monday, June 3rd, by contacting Cole Wendell at 419-852-7141 or Ryan Evers at 419-733-6448. The entry fee is $100 per team. Watch their Facebook page, 2019 Fort Recovery Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, for updates and game schedules. Food and refreshments will be available at the tournament, so grab the whole family and head down to Forsyth Park for a weekend full of fun and socializing with old and new friends. The 2019 Alumni Co-Ed Softball Tournament, June 7th, 8th, and 9th. Be sure to sign your team up before June 3rd. Get down there. It's always a lot of fun.
We are back here with one of our favorites.
He's the best.
He is the best. Mr. Ray Cooney. Ray, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
How's it going, Ray?
Turn him up, Neil.
Oh, yep.
Come on, Neil. That's unbelievable. You'd think he's never done this before.
Well,
you know, this is what happens when he loses Chuck, I think.
Yeah.
Well, and
thank you, Ray.
Yeah.
This place is going under. I understand.
There's no way I can argue with that.
Yeah, that's right. Ray Cooney is, everybody knows, in Fort Recovery knows Ray as a news director at the Commercial Review, and he wears a couple hats now, and Ray, one of the hats you are wearing is, talk a little bit about what you're doing now with your president?
No, I'm vice president of Jay County Civic Theater, so I've been involved in, this is my fourth or fifth show that we're working on now, and we are currently working on Newsies,
okay,
which is based off the 1992 Disney movie, mm-hmm. and that is going to be June 6th through 9th at Arts Place in Portland.
What number show is this that you've been involved in?
I think this is number 5.
Number 5?
So how has the first 4 went?
Pretty good. Yeah. They were a lot of
fun. Yeah, a lot of fun and well attended, well supported.
Yeah, we've had really good attendance. I think the first one I was involved in was The Little Mermaid 2 years ago, and really good attendance for that, and it's kind of built from there.
Yeah, well, that's really
you
great.
Actually, if I remember right, Ray, they brought another weekend back for, was it last show or the show before that?
For Shrek, we did 2 weekends.
Two weekends. I remember that.
Well, that's really, that's great. And one of the things that the common denominator in each of these shows is the unbelievable talent that you've been able to to get in there. And you have a guy standing here to your right that is absolutely adored in this town. Mm-hmm. Coach Reed Knutha is the band director here at Fort Recovery, and he also wears a lot of hats, and he's a guy who me and Phoebe absolutely fell in love with last year when he had him up here.
Absolutely.
If you don't like this guy, you got an issue.
Well, we were lucky enough to get Reed for the first time last year to do the musical directing for Shrek. And he joined us again for a Christmas show, and he's musical director for Newsies, and we also have him on stage for the first time. So he will be musical directing and performing this time around.
So is his performance in acting, or is it singing, or what's he
doing? It's both.
Really?
It's both.
Yes. Dancing?
Please, no. We haven't made him dance yet, but we might get there.
Yeah. You talk about how many people is involved in this year's.
I'd say we've got about 50 people involved in this show.
Wow.
And one of the things you mentioned is talent, and we've been blessed to draw from a lot of different places this year. So Reed, I think, is our only Fort Recovery connection in this particular show, but some of the others I have with me represent some of the distant places we draw from. One is Erin Clooney, who plays Catherine Plummer, and she's from St. Henry. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Matt Bruce, who is coming to us all the way from Anna.
Wow.
Every day.
Whoa.
Four days a week from Anna.
Well, that's an hour. Great.
So on top of that, we've got Jay County. We've got Union City, Winchester, Hartford City, Bern, so Coldwater, Salina. So we cover a lot of area.
How's that happen? How do you send a thing out, or word of mouth, or how do you get so many people involved?
Like, it's a little bit of both of those things. So we do a lot of social media stuff. We try to get things out to local schools. But I think a lot of what we've got here is definitely, I think, the two people we have with us tonight has been word of mouth and other people having had good experiences and then them spreading the word and coming and joining us.
So you took over this in, what, you say 4 years ago? 2 years
I've
ago?
Been involved. I haven't taken over anything.
Okay, all right.
But I've been involved for a little over 2 years, yeah.
Did you ever think that you'd have as much fun?
No. When I started, it was just kind of, this is something to try.
Yeah.
And about 2 months later, I was fully sucked in. So, yeah.
Isn't that amazing how that works?
It catches you and pulls you in, and you get to work with a good group of people and have a lot of fun. So, it's a good time.
It is. It's just like the building that team. And when you get that team together and it clicks, there ain't nothing like it. So the first person that we're going to have on, and we're going to do a little singing tonight, a couple of these people.
Sure,
are
yeah. We'll do yeah, whatever
you
want.
That's what we
want
to hear.
Okay.
We got this little girl behind you. Who we got here?
This is Erin Clooney.
Erin, we got another hair set here.
She plays Catherine Plummer.
Catherine Plummer. Erin, tell us a little bit. You're from St. Henry.
Yeah.
Your mom and dad?
Neil and Diane Clooney.
Okay. And how did you hear about the Jay County Civic Theater?
Actually, I have a friend who was in Shrek last year, and she kind of convinced both me and Matt, who plays Jack Kelly, to do it, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
And what do you think so far?
I'm having a lot of fun.
Are you really?
Yeah.
So when's the last day of school?
Actually, I'm a senior, so I already had my last day of school.
You're out.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I think a lot of the Jay County kids are jealous because they're going till basically the show's done.
That's right, they are. I heard that. So why don't you give us a little demonstration of your talent here?
Oh, right now?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good time, don't you, Ray? I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you need from us? You need backup? Any harmony? What do you got?
I think she's best off with you guys.
We just shut up. We're out. Hey, just heard.
Gosh darn it.
You want to do a little watch what happens? Does that
work? What part?
Whatever you think.
You just go.
You can do whatever you want.
Reed, do you know the first note? Sadly, I don't have perfect pitch.
Our music director is going to try to get it together over here.
He'll get it.
Write what you know, so they say. All I know is I don't know what to write or the right way to write it. This is big, lady, don't screw it up. This is not some little vaudeville. I'm reviewing poor little kids versus rich, greedy sourpusses. It's a cinch. It could practically write itself. And let's pray it does, because I may have mentioned I have no clue what I'm doing. I don't know.
Very good.
That was really good.
So you wouldn't know that she's like really quiet off stage.
She has that switch.
Mm-hmm. Turns it on.
Yeah,
yeah. The girl.
Yeah, because you could just tell by that song the personality and her
jumps out.
Yeah, unbelievable. You're unbelievable at catching this young talent.
I don't know that I have a whole lot to do with it. But no, we've had people, like Aaron said, you know, we had Rachel Werling last year, who we actually, Jason and I, saw at Stars in the Park the year before and talked to about maybe coming over and doing a show, and she did Shrek and had a good experience, so she's talked to some of her friends and gathered them up. So,
well, Rachel came in at our Christmas show.
Yeah, we had her,
and mm-hmm. she sang two songs, and I cried the whole time.
Yeah, she was fabulous.
So,
and one of them was Jingle Bells, and he cried.
Was that is your mic on? Is that mic on back in here, Neil? No, but she's unbelievable too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got another one for us here? You got another one? Or are you ready?
Do we want to get Matt and Catherine?
Yeah,
together?
I think we should. Yeah,
there we go.
Let them team up.
Yeah, sure.
All right. That's what I like.
All right. Come
over here. Okay, Matt, first of all, give us a little bit about info about yourself.
I'm from Anna, born and raised. You know, I actually just graduated college two, three weeks ago.
Congratulations.
State Lake Campus, yeah. So I'm local.
Yeah.
Got dragged into this show. I say dragged. Because a handful of people, I performed at Fort Recovery Stars in the Park last summer, and I did a song from Newsies. I've always loved the show.
Mm-hmm.
And a handful of people knew that. They're like, hey, Jay County's doing Newsies, and I was, you know, he and on the whole time. I was just like, it's so far, you know. Yeah. It's an hour drive. But,
right.
Yeah. And then the day of auditions, I got a phone call from Jason and Ray basically bullying me into coming. But, yeah, no, I was happy to do it, though. This show's been a passion of mine for a long time, so I'm happy to be here, and I wanted to do it before I got too old. So,
at Anna High School, did you have a theater department? Did you guys have a show?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I did theater all throughout high school, and then I took, once I got to college, you know, there was really nothing for me. And then sophomore year, again, I got bullied into doing a community show for Crescent Players Theater out of New Bremen. We did Mary Poppins. And then the next year, I got a great chance to star in Grease with Erin, actually. She was in that as well.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, it just kind of dragged me back into it. And then for the whole last year, I've been the assistant musical director at Coldwater. So I got to work with some great people there. So it just kind of dragged me back in. So
yeah.
It's been great, though.
Well, that's great. Why don't you guys go ahead and give us a tune here?
Wait. The one song we sing together. I'll start with Anna if I'm gone.
Okay.
Now, what was ours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Howdy if I'm gone tomorrow. What was ours still will be. I have something to believe in. Now that I know you believe in me. Now that I know you believe in me. It's hard without the background.
That's Newsies, and it's June the 6th?
6th to the 9th, yeah.
6th through the 9th at Jay County Civic Center, and these two are going to... You guys are the lead, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so is this your first lead part?
Yeah.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Nerves or not?
A little bit,
Do you get nervous performing, or are you pretty much over it?
Normally when I first start, but then once I get going, it normally goes away.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. right. So at St. Henry, did you guys have a theater? Did you guys have a show?
Yeah. Actually, in the fall, we did Oklahoma. Okay. So I had a supporting role, and I played Ado Annie, but this is, like, my first lead role.
Yeah. So I do got to tell you guys, my daughters and my wife are listening, and they are leaving for New York Wednesday, and they're going to about three different shows out there. So, and they're all fired up about tonight when I told them you guys were coming up in Newsies. They all, I guarantee you, they're listening. So
they're still excited.
Yeah. Oh, these guys. Yeah. So, as this goes on and Ford, you're driving an hour a day, 4 days a week.
Hour a day, 4 days a week, yeah.
And Ray,
sometimes 5 days a week. I mean, depends on what we're doing that week, but yeah.
Well, guys,
we
got another song, or is
something.
It
something? Not with these two together. We might be able to get Mr. Canoe.
I'd love to hear.
I would love to hear Mr. Canoe sing, and I'm getting all these texts say we got to hear Mr. Canoe. So,
are you though?
Well, yeah. show. What are you singing?
I guess I only sing one song.
All right, that's what I want to hear. I'm going to sing this one. Okay, sounds good.
Move it around however you want to.
Yep. You need a, you got a thing to get you started, or you don't need
I'm going
to
go.
You're winging it?
Yep.
Let's do it, buddy.
Nuncio knows as he's cutting my hair. Trim a bit here and then trim a bit there. Just a modest adjustment can fatten the bottom line. Shaving is tricky, the razor should float. Shave me too close and you may slit my throat. It's the simplest solutions that bolster the bottom line.
Very good.
You can do it all.
I can do it all.
You're unbelievable. Now, if you've just become a Browns fan.
Yeah, not going to happen.
All about the Steelers.
We was at El Camino, and you're leaving. Yeah. I think it was Saturday. Or one day.
That sounds right. Yeah. I think I went one day.
Yeah, and your car's plastered with Steeler stuff.
And Penguin stuff.
Yeah, you got some issues, don't you? You live in Ohio now, brother. It's time to come aboard.
It's in my blood.
So, Reed, talk a little bit about you. You've been involved with Ray, and you started with the Shrek, and now you're in the Newsies. And talk a little bit about the experience you're having.
So, last year, actually, I think it was right after a board meeting, Ray said that they were taking applications for the music director job. And I tossed and turned about it, just like I did with the Scholastic Bowl advisor thing, because I am a little busy. So I wasn't planning on doing it. I decided last minute, okay, I think I'm gonna like send in my application. So I ended up doing it, and I kind of like Ray's like description was the exact same for me. Like a month into it, I was in love with it. And then this past winter in Christmas time, I was the director for the musical review in between two one-act plays. And so this time, I was going to be music directing for Newsies. And I have never been on a stage before, so a little nervous about that.
Yeah.
I've been in some musicals, but I'm always playing horn or piano or something. So we'll kind of see how it goes.
Yeah. Oh, you'll kill it. Well, I can tell you this much, folks, and this guy is talented. This guy can do anything.
Yep.
And we're just, Fort Recovery is blessed to have this guy involved with our kids. And Reed, I just want to wish you luck with the Newsies. The Scholastic Bowl, what a deal that is. That wonderful.
You got a big weekend.
I'm going to eat some alligator.
This weekend, right?
Yep, it's this coming weekend.
Yeah. So you guys fly out when?
Friday. We leave from a little after lunch, flying out of Detroit. Yeah. So I'm going to hold my breath when we're in that state. But sorry, Matt's from Michigan.
Uh-oh. They're fighting words. Well, thanks for coming up, Reed.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate thanks for having me. I
really appreciate it, awesome. Man.
Ray, let's take a break. We'll come right back. It is 23 minutes after the hour 9. We're going to come back with Ray. We're going to talk a little bit more about Newsies and meet his other guest he's got with us here.
Absolutely. Yep.
Sports Talk. Loving Feet.
And pay attention to this first one. This is the announcement on how to get tickets. So the first one you'll hear is about Newsies tickets.
The Jay County Civic Theater will be presenting their production of Newsies on June 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. The show features actors from around the area, including Portland, St. Henry, Anna, and Coldwater. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, or get them online at artsland.org. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's production of Disney's Newsies at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be Thursday through Sunday, June 6th through 9th, with shows at 7 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday afternoon. Get your tickets now for Newsies at artsland.org, or stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a work.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friends, but make sure you also talk to my friends at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
The Coldwater American Legion will be hosting a poker run on Saturday, June 29th. All proceeds will benefit Mark Baker, who is battling major health issues. The poker run is not only open to motorcycles, but also to cars and party buses, so everybody can participate. Registration begins at 10 a.m. Blessing of the bikes will be at 11:45, and the first group goes out at noon. The cost is $15 for each bike and $20 for a couple. First place is $250, and second place is $100. The ride will start and end at the Coldwater Legion, with stops in Van Wert, Union City, Bern, and Ansonia. Food will be provided for all the participants, and there will be a 50-50 drawing and an auction at 6:30 with OSU football tickets, 4 tickets for a private box at a Notre Dame football game, Reds, Dragons, and a lot more. And it'll all be followed by Nightfall, providing the 80s rock until 11:30. Make your plans now to get in on the Mark Baker Poker Run on Saturday, June 29th, and stay for the big party after the run. Registration starts at 10 a.m. at the Coldwater American Legion.
Here, Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We are joined by the Jay County Civic Group and Ray Cooney and his crew, and Ray, and we just heard Aaron and Matthew sing, and Mr. Knuth, and that's some talent there, partner.
Yeah, we've got some talent. Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed we were going to get Reed on stage when we first got him in last year, but now he's ready to go.
Pushed him up there, didn't you?
He's ready to go.
I watched a video on Facebook, and you're good at posting, where everything finally comes together, and that was really cute.
I love that video.
Yeah.
If you want to check it out, Reed, we have been having, there are always something in a show where you just have a problem. There's always like one person, and it's not the same person, but somebody always gets it wrong. Mm. And in this show, it was the word either. Some people were pronouncing it either. Yeah. It was driving Reed crazy. So when I was taking a video of the song once, they finally hit it right all together for the first time, and Reed threw up his arms and went down on his knees in celebration because he was so excited.
See, you went over and seen Shrek, right?
I did. Yeah, I did. I seen Shrek. I seen three of them.
Have you really?
Yes. Yeah, the Miracle on 34th Street. Uh-huh. I enjoyed that. And the first one, Little Mermaid.
Okay, so you saw Shrek. Do you recognize this person from Shrek? Okay, this guy directed the two other shows you saw.
Yeah.
He was Lord Farquaad.
Oh, yeah. Now that you say that. Then. Yeah.
You grew a little?
Grew a little.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So introduce yourself.
I'm Jason McGraw, and I'm directing Newsies. I've been a part of Jay County Civic for, I guess, about 25 years now, so it's been a few.
Awesome.
I've done pretty much everything you can do on stage and behind it, so I've got a little bit of experience, I guess.
Yeah. You said you directed the last two shows.
No, I've directed Newsies, I directed Little Mermaid, okay. And I directed Miracle on 34th Street.
So. How did this all come about?
You know, my mom and dad took me to see A Christmas Carol, and I think it was around 1987 up at Civic, and that's kind of when I started falling in love with the stage. Just the actors were amazing, and I was like, man, this is something I think I might want to do sometime, you know. And started in high school around 91, 92, and we did Little Shop of Horrors, and after that, I was really hooked. Really was hooked after that. Once you've been on stage, you just get this bug, and you just want to keep doing it over and over.
Well, that's great. When you talk about the young kids that get involved, and even the older people you get involved, when you have a show this big and you get all these, do you have people that come in that you got to have some that say, man, this guy's not going to cut it? How does that work? Do you have to say you're not going to make it? Do you ever have anybody you got to turn away?
Unfortunately, we have had that problem in the recent last couple of years, really. It used to be we'd scrape to get people together sometimes for shows, and here lately we've had really good turnouts, which has been great because that makes the show better, you know. Sure. And I hate turning kids away or folks away because, you know, community theater is a place to learn and grow and start really understanding the craft, you know, yourself. And so I don't like not having that opportunity for people, but where we do our shows at, we have limitations, and we're only allowed a cast of 60, and that includes crew.
Yep.
So we have to start, you know, making cuts sometimes. Right. And it's pretty difficult, but, you know, sometimes we encourage those that we do have to turn away to make sure they come back. You know, it just wasn't the right time, or, you know, maybe just not the right part or not the right age or whatever the case may be. Right. But, you know, encourage them to come back, and we want them to come back because, you know, eventually there'll be a part for them.
Yeah. So how long does like the tryouts last? I mean, is that like a 2 or 3 day or is that a week period?
We spend 2 days doing your primary auditions, and then we have what we call a callback on Wednesdays, and we bring back people sometimes just to see them a little bit more. You know, maybe they're from out of town and we don't really know them as well. Sometimes we have seen enough and we don't need to worry about the callback process. Maybe it's to look at them more dancing or something like that. So it's a long process, and really it's more than just 3 days for people like Ray and I, because we spend a lot more time and hours, and Reed, we spent a lot of hours for this.
So you guys
prepping.
So you guys sit together and decide, you know, hey, we want Matt to play this.
Yeah,
we want somebody to do this.
It's crazy because this show is probably, I would say, in all the years I've directed a lot of shows, and this is probably the most difficult cast I've ever had to organize and come up with.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of great talent audition, and we had to say no to several people that I've had
really
leading roles in other productions. It's been
and like you said, though, man, that can only make the show better when you have that kind of talent. Talk a little bit financially on the Jay County Civic Group with a small town and the financing of this thing. It's got to be tough, right?
These shows don't come cheap.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So we've done a pretty good job of building things back because of the good attendance. Things have built back up for us a little bit in the last few years. But we really count on a handful of things. One is getting sponsors. Two is selling tickets. And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, that's if we don't pretty much fill that place up, there's a chance we could lose money. I mean, to ballpark it, I don't know what we're going to end up with a budget for Newsies. Shrek was about $12,000
to
put that show on. So $2,500 just for the rights to do the show.
Yeah.
And then you've got to have a space to do it. You've got to have a set. You've got to have costumes. You know, you've got to have all of those things.
Yeah, this stuff just don't happen.
No, it takes a lot behind the scenes that goes on.
Yeah. Are you guys familiar with Game of Thrones? Anybody here watching it?
Familiar with it, don't watch it.
Okay, so I'll just give you a little heads up. And every week they have a celebrity with a guest spot in it. Whether he's just a soldier,
cameo
appearance.
Yeah.
Appearance.
Are you too desperate to get on stage or what?
We're thinking if you need a tree or a big tree, a large, wide, or like a step or something. Is there anything?
Are you thinking that's going to help us make money?
Well, I'm just thinking that I would like to be...
That'd
be neat on my resume.
I'm not sure that's going to help us. Where were you at when I was asking where we were going to find extra goons?
Yeah, that's true.
Spencey is in.
I'm out.
He's a perfect
game. Yeah. You guys, first of all, these mics are always open to you guys. You know, we support.
Yeah, we love it.
The people for recovery love it. We love the Lefevers. We love all them people that come in and you know, Aaron from St. Henry, Matt from Montana. We're all about supporting that, you know, and anytime you need to come up here and get on the airwaves, we're in 100%.
Anything you need, let us know.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. So let's give us a background on when it is and tickets and all that good stuff.
Okay, so the show is 7 o'clock, June 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday, June 9th. It's at Arts Place on Walnut Street in Portland. You can get tickets three ways. You can go to Arts Place. You can call Arts Place at 260-726-4809, or you can go online to artsland.org. Any of those three ways. And you should know that if you buy them in advance, you're saving money. It's $2 extra per ticket if you buy them at the door. So get them in advance, and that'll help us out.
Yep. Well, Ray, you got absolutely first-class people here with you. People who if you got to understand, folks, that these people will do nothing but they'll do it first class, and they're classy people, and they're talented. And get out there and support
a lot of time
in the Jay County Civic Theater.
A lot of time, a lot of effort, and man, they'd really appreciate to pack the house.
And that's right, and I'm sure
the three I've been to have been packed, and it's been awesome.
And we'll be there for this one too as well. So Ray and we wish you guys all good luck.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. Sports Talk Bubba and Fee right after this.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4800.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Here are the Fort Recovery sports scheduled for the rest of this week. Tomorrow afternoon, the Indians will continue their baseball tournament run with their district semifinal game against Coldwater at Ed Sandy Field in Elida. That game starts at 2 p.m. and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all that action live. If the Indians defeat the Cavaliers, they'll play again at noon on Saturday, also at Elida, in the district final game. In the meantime, the boys and girls track teams will be participating in the preliminary regional track meet in Troy this evening, with the field events beginning at 4:30 and the track events beginning at 6. The boys will be participating in 8 preliminary events, and the girls will also be participating in 8 preliminary events. Then they'll be back in Troy on Friday for the finals, with the field events at 5 and the track events at 6:30. And Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting every event that our athletes will be participating in for Friday's finals. The 2019 spring sports season is winding down, and our baseball and track and field athletes are competing hard. So get out to all these events if you can to help cheer on our Indians and their tournament runs. But if you just can't get to the events in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back here, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Fay. Last show
of the year, man.
The year. It's got to be the last show. We cannot continue to do this.
This time, we really mean it.
How good is that crew there? I mean,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
That's some talent there.
Yeah, it is. That Reed
Freaking is cool, dude.
He is one cool cat, man.
He is a cool dude.
We ought to sign into about a 5-year contract.
What did he... There's some bet he made with the students and
shaved his noggin.
I think
they got a one.
I think he did. I think he's blonde. I think he went blonde.
Yeah, he went blonde. Yeah.
So that was Ray Cooney and his Jay County Civic Group coming up here, and me. I'm sure we'll support that fee. And
yeah, I enjoyed it.
Make sure you get your tickets, folks. And Neil runs a commercial all the time about it. And June 6, 7, 8, 9. It'd be fun weekend to get over there and watch Newsies. Support Jay County. So we, as we wind down here,
we got the finals from
we
Troy.
We got the finals from the Troy. A wonderful day for the Fort Recovery track team.
Boy, it was.
We got a lot of kids advanced. We have some kids that already qualified for state. Jared Timmerman.
Yep.
I think.
What was the other one? The girls?
Did Martin?
The 4x800 is a
4x800,
final.
4x800, man. Yeah. That's right.
But I can go over it real quick again when we got time. Robbie Lefevre, of course, qualified for his fourth event in the regional finals in the 200-meter dash. And let's tell you what, we got time. Let's just go over this real quick.
Run through them?
Yep, let's run through it real quick. I'm going to go Greg Lefevre. The Fort Recovery boys 4x400 win their heat. They advanced to Friday's finals. Also, the Fort Recovery girls 4x400 team punched their ticket in the regional finals with second plate finish in their heat. Robbie Lefevre qualified for the 200-meter dash with winning his heat. Fort Recovery's Drew Mullenkamp wins his heat in the boys' 400-meter to move on to Friday's final. Cassidy Martin qualifies for the finals on Friday in the girls' 400-meter. She finished sixth. Let's see. Boys 4x100 relay qualify for Friday's regionals by winning their heat.
Nice.
Look out for that team, folks. They could win the whole kit and caboodle.
They're good.
Yeah, they are something special. Fort Recovery boys 4x100 relay Pearson, Atchison, Shane, and Lefevre win their heat to move on. Fort Recovery girls 4x200 relay team, Francis, Martin, Guggenbiller, Wendell qualify fifth for the regional finals. Take place on Friday. Fort Recovery senior Robbie Lefevre moves on to the Friday regionals in 100 meter with a first place seed. Riley Pearson moves on to Friday's regional final with a fifth place finish in the 110 meter hurdle. So the Fort Recovery girls, now here's one for you. The Fort Recovery girls 4x800, new school record, and they are state bound. Yes. Congratulations to that crew, and I wish I had them girls.
I have it as Kiara Wendell, Ava Bupp, Cass Martin, and Chloe Will.
Awesome. Congratulations, girls. They're going to state. Yes, that's what it is. Good job, Spencer. He was on that. Fort Recovery girls, qualify for state. Jared Timmerman qualifies for state with a fourth place finish in the long jump. Congratulations, Jared Timmerman.
Attaboy, Jared.
I guarantee you mom and dad are proud there.
Yep.
And that is a rundown of our track that competed today. And now Friday's a big day for them.
Yeah.
A lot of them are going to qualify on Friday, the runners. Yep. And the Fort Recovery Radio will be there, Spencey, and talk a little bit about your timetable.
I'll have to look and see. But we're going to be on about the first event is scheduled for 5 o'clock, but I'm not sure exactly when our guys will be doing that. I'd have to look and see exactly and get the things. But we'll be on probably at 5 o'clock no matter what.
Yeah, and it'll be you and Greg Lefevre, and Greg does a great job.
Yeah,
and he'll keep everybody informed. Yeah. So turn your radios on Friday at 5 o'clock and just listen to Spencey and Greg battle their way through it, and they'll talk Fort Recovery, and they'll brag our kids up just what they're supposed to
and
do.
And if it's like
bring home some
if,
state.
If it's like last year, we'll also have in between events. A lot of the kids will come up and talk to us.
Talk a little bit.
So, that's right.
So when they have time and we have time, there'll be a lot of talking to those kids.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Yep. They are awesome. The shy ones talk like crazy.
Yep, and then tomorrow, Fee, you and Jerry Kalp and the Man Indians are going to be the Skowhark Cavaliers in district baseball. Talk a little bit about that game tomorrow.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. 2 o'clock start. It's a rematch. I mean, we played them pretty hard up here. It was 2-0 final, I think. Both same pitchers, I think.
Yep.
We think Frilling's going to pitch for them, and Post is for us. And we talked about it. We want to stay clean, not make any mistakes, and put a good game out there and see what happens.
Let the chips fall where they may.
See what happens.
And Spencey, we'll have that baby on the air at?
Yep. Yeah, we'll be on at, what did you say, 145,
yeah,
150, yeah, somewhere in there. Yep. We'll tune in. And if there happens to be a delay because of a wet field, it won't be raining then, but there might be a wet field.
We'll possibly be.
We will still have it no matter what time it is.
That's, yep, right. We will be on the air tomorrow, folks, and listen to me and Calpy and Neil talk about absolutely nothing if we're in a rain delay, because we're pretty good at that.
Well,
we're almost like Seinfeld.
Get the banana phone out.
I got a text from Clayton, and he will be there.
Clayton will be there.
He is getting off. He's been working at St. Mary's for less than a week for the city of St. Mary's and engineering department, and they're letting him get off at noon.
Perfect. They're letting him be a senior. Good for them.
Yep.
Absolutely. Good for them. And then, first of all, folks, we want to thank Coach Melton for calling in.
Yeah.
Coach took the time out. Sounds like a great guy. And
seems like a good guy.
And he'll be a good fit here in Fort Recovery. And he's going to be up at Open Gym tomorrow night. And,
yep.
And he's going to, I'll tell you what, I'm a big fan of Coach. You know, from just talking to him, he seems like a good dude. And he bleeds, he talks about team and
he
love.
Likes basketball,
and,
yep.
Absolutely. So we want to thank everybody for listening to this sports talk. We come on here and make no sense most of the time.
Most of the time. Have a lot of fun.
We do have a lot of fun. And man, do we love Fort Recovery kids and their athletes. And that's what it's all about, folks. Supporting Neil, you do a wonderful job of supporting these kids.
We've had purple
and white. Yeah, that's right. We've had a lot of great guests this year, folks. We've able to talk to a lot of big wheels, and they ain't no bigger than the guy sitting across from me. He's about the best there is. So as we wrap up the sports talk for the year, we want to thank our loyal listeners and thank,
yep,
and everybody and our sponsors. Back. And we will be back for strong, football season.
Strong in August.
Good luck, Indians.
Go Indians.
To Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.